Hi guys, welcome back to Magi Radio, and today we are doing another game show about animals this time. Hello, this is me, the host, Marsha, and Girai is our buzzer boy.
Button boy, oh my
Button boy,
God.
sorry. And then there's Jack and Jules as our contestants this week. Yay.
Hello. Hi
Hello.
guys.
Welcome to the game show.
I clapped, but nobody else joined me. That kind of
I was
sucks.
clapping.
No, being
Not with me.
sarcastic. I
I
was.
wasn't being sarcastic. I'm excited for this.
Okay, so I need to pull up the questions because I actually don't know what they
Marsha, are
are.
you getting this one?
What?
Are you editing this one?
Yeah, I think
Can,
so.
when I'm clapping, can you put like the clapping sound effect so like it sounds like a lot of people are clapping and I'm not alone?
Isn't that gonna make it more sarcastic?
How is it sarcastic? I'm
I'll see
clapping for you
how
guys.
much time I have to edit, okay, and then I'll consider.
It's my one request from you.
May
Why did you
not.
pick Tuesdays to have episodes?
No idea. Because we thought nobody else would have Tuesday for a
Wasn't it
podcast.
because Monday and Friday were taken? And we were like, well, I'm not posting on Wednesday
Well, we wanted
and
to
Thursday.
post twice a week. I remember.
I don't,
And
oh,
now it's
no
barely
way we
once a
wanted
week.
to post
Yeah, we
twice a
did.
week.
We wanted to post twice a week.
It's not even once
Yeah,
a
we
week.
wanted to do one game show, one podcast, like twice,
A
like,
week?
yeah.
Bruh.
We had high standards.
How's that working out?
We can't even do one a week.
To be fair, we could have probably done it just like we do a rotation, so
Yeah,
we could.
that was the
Yeah,
plan. It was
you don't
just me
need
and
everyone on
Jack who
every
were
time.
going to be on the game show. And then like, next week it would be Marsha and Paulina, and like, it would keep
Exactly.
rotating.
So like me and Gary would do a game show
Has
every month.
Sonya ever been on?
Yeah,
Yes. Yeah,
many
she replaced me
times.
last week,
Okay.
was
I
it?
don't listen to the podcast, can you tell?
Neither do
You're not meant to admit
I.
that on the actual podcast. Okay. Hi guys. So our first question is, what is the fastest animal in the world?
Jack has buzzed.
I
It's the
didn't hear the
falcon.
buzz. What the hell?
Which falcon?
I don't know, just the falcon in general.
There's more than one falcon.
Red falcon.
No,
It was not the
you
red
were
falcon.
right. You were right, Jack.
No, we will give them double points if they get the correct name for the falcon.
Okay,
I
well,
know it.
okay.
What is it?
It's the peregrine falcon.
Did you Google it?
No, I know it from Miss Peregrine, that book series.
Okay, I'll give 1 point to Jules, 1 point to Jack, so it's fair.
I'm gonna lose this. How did. Oh,
Okay,
God.
1 point each. Okay, who's. Girai, are you
I'm
collecting the
taking
points?
notes.
Okay. So, our second question is, which mammal lives in the. Lives the longest?
Jack.
Is it the human?
No, Jules.
Whales?
More specific.
I don't know any types of whales. Sperm.
It's not
No.
sperm. I'll
Nitrous?
still give him the okay. I'll still give him
No.
the point. Jack, you have a
No.
redemption for a point if you get the right whale name.
Blue whale.
It is not the
No.
blue whale.
Okay.
It's the
I was
bald
very
red
close to
whale.
saying turtle, but it's
Yeah,
not a mammal.
it
What flightless bird is the emblem of New Zealand?
How did you even know?
Jules? Why did
What?
it
Kiwi.
take so long?
I was muting a
Jack,
few. I
how?
was muting a few tabs because people were messaging me, so I couldn't see it.
Yeah, see,
Well, yeah,
look, do what
Kiwi.
Jack did, but the opposite to unmute the tab.
What?
Maybe.
How do you mute
Jack,
a
you're from
tab?
New Zealand.
How do?
Yeah.
If we both know the answer, then like it just
No, I buzzed in
depends.
first.
You buzzed
Yeah,
in
I
first.
only hear when I buzz. It's
If we
really
both know
weird.
the
No,
answer, so.
Jack buzz. Jack buzz.
Yeah, I
You hear
just see
that?
the name pop up. I think I have to host it to actually hear it.
Nah.
Oh my.
You're bad.
Right,
Oh
okay.
my God, guys.
So did we answer this question?
Yeah, Jack
Yes.
got Jules got it,
Oh,
sorry.
careful there.
Okay, on what continent would you find the only giraffes in the wild?
Jack,
Africa.
Well
name of
done.
country?
Name of country.
We
I'm
see.
kidding.
Africa's not a country?
It
Okay. What farm animal shares its name with a country that is often said to border both Europe and
Asia? Jules, you're disqualified because you buzzed in too early.
Oh, I didn't know we had to wait for the whole
country. Yeah, you do, so...
You were on a game show before.
Jack.
Bro, that was like 6 months ago.
Too bad.
Alright, okay.
Jack, you can't answer the question now.
Yeah, it's Turkey.
Yay!
I like this question.
You should really give people the rules.
Well, you kind of like, you know, you let the question finish, so it's kind of fair, Jules, you know?
Well, if you know the... Bro, on Jeopardy, you can answer before the...
Well, we're not on Jeopardy, are we?
Jeopardy, is it?
Okay, do you want to hear the next question? Yes, you do. Okay, which animals are considered to be the big five in Africa?
Oh, you were quick to buzz on this one, Jules. What about you, Jack? Go on, then.
Elephant. Lion. Rhino. And hippo.
No. All wrong.
Well... Wait, repeat. Elephant, giraffe, rhino, hippo. Is that what you
said?
Yeah,
they've some of them were wrong. You got Okay, no, I'm not gonna.
Don't.
Why did you just... I'm so sorry. Okay, Jules, you go.
Jules,
elephant, rhino, lion, leopard, and I don't know.
One more.
Hippo.
No.
I'll give it to Jules because he got four of them correct. Okay, but Jack only got three.
Okay, what?
That wasn't in the rules.
No, none of them get a point because both of them got some right.
What was the fifth one?
I got 4 out of 5.
He did get 4 out of 5.
Yes, but Jack got 3 out of 5, then he could get 1.2.
No, because he got more.
We could give one point for each animal.
Marsha gave him elephant, so like saying.
Yeah, that's true.
Elephant's the most obvious one.
Okay, clearly, that was the only one Jules didn't know.
I just not give them any. I just wouldn't give you any points.
What was the fifth one? Tell us.
It was a cape buffalo.
It was just a buffalo.
It was a cape buffalo specifically.
I don't think it matters. It was just.
It does. Buffalo. I would have not given the point if it was a buffalo.
Categorization of animals. Why?
Yeah, I think Jules deserved the point to be honest.
What he got? No,
he didn't.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. No. I think five. Neither of them should get a point. Or we could just count each correct
good
animal
thing.
As a point.
Okay, fine. I'll give Jules 4. I'll give Jack 3.
Okay,
what's the
good
point
idea.
Just give him a point. Okay.
Yeah.
No,
just
too late.
Well,
we've already
Jack,
started.
Do you not want points? Jack, I've been fighting for your case here. Okay, just.
You're
go
bad
with
at fighting for my case. Okay, I need a better lawyer.
Yeah,
you just got 3 points, Jack.
It doesn't matter. He's still
ahead of him. Yeah, but it doesn't change anything. He's just 1 point ahead.
Give him 20 and give me 21 and he'll be happy.
Yeah, it's still the same.
Right, okay. Which large marine mammals are sometimes known as sea cows? Oh my god, I love these.
Jack.
They are otters.
No.
No. Jules.
Terrible guess.
I have no idea. Seals?
No.
No. Are seals mammals?
They are.
It's better than otter.
It's a manatee.
How is it?
It was
otter,
a manatee.
A sea cow?
I don't know. It was a manatee. You both suck, so I get the point.
Manatee,
I just said listen. Oh my god, you're so bad. Holy
I put
crap.
It in the video.
It's like
I put it in the
cow.
Video. I put it in the video. Okay.
I'm so done.
Lemurs are only native to one country. Which one is it?
Jack.
South Africa.
No. Jules.
Madagascar.
Holy crap,
this
was smart. Yo. Do you know why I knew this answer? Because I seen the movie.
Oh.
And it was like...
I know because
Madagascar,
it's only one country. It's probably going to be an island.
Yeah, but the movie.
Sure.
Name 2 of the 3 snakes native to the UK.
What? How did he buzz in with such confidence?
A rattlesnake?
No.
What? No. Jack, are you okay?
Sorry, a black snake. A python?
A cobra?
Okay, Jules.
I know.
Jules.
They
have really funny names. At least one of them.
Yeah, the funny. Last one is
funny. One of them has a funny name.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. What's this next? Viper?
No.
They're not that deadly. Do you need more specific than Viper?
They're not deadly. They're not deadly.
Lizard?
Why is this a, how would they know? It's an adder, grass snake, like, and the best of all is a smooth snake.
Like one out of three wouldn't be enough. We have to get both.
Yeah.
I don't think these are deadly, so you or even poisonous.
I like the name smooth snake.
Same. Yeah. Okay. Next question. Which animal did the Which animal did the Guinness Book of World Records name as the most fearless animal?
I love the confidence, guys. Jack.
I'm gonna go for a fucking ant.
No.
A meerkat.
No.
Oh. You guys don't have one more guess each.
No.
Because sure. I feel bad.
Okay, I'll guess again.
Gone.
Beaver.
No.
Close.
Tiger.
It's a honey badger.
How is a beaver close to a badger?
How? Why would?
Because
why would
it, the sound of the name.
Animal? What Harry Potter is a honey badger? You idiot.
Isn't like honey badgers like one of the houses?
Yeah, it's Hufflepuff.
Oh yeah, it is.
I'm
yeah,
part like, of Hufflepuff.
Dumbest house. Why
are they named the house that is the most cowardly.
The house is so useless as well. They did nothing in like the whole series.
Yeah.
Well, they produced Cedric.
Their opinion is a fact.
Okay.
If you go to Hogwarts and you're picked as a Hufflepuff, you're just meant to fail. I think that's the whole.
That is. So... Yeah. I'm a Hufflepuff.
You just know you're a side character.
You just know you're a side character. The only Hufflepuff like that was useful in the whole Cedric. Series died. His whole thing was dying.
I don't even know any of the others' names.
Yeah, actually, genuinely.
Okay, living mainly in trees and apparently the slowest animal on the planet. I can take what?
No, he buzzed. The question wasn't over.
Yeah, Jules gets it.
It was taking too long. Okay.
Wait, no, what? It's not...
Sloth, Jules
this
gets
isn't
it.
This isn't
she's
the...
like I'm gonna take 30 seconds
this
to
isn't
say
what?
This word.
It's not Joseph's fault, she can't read.
But it's not the last, it hasn't finished. It hasn't finished.
It is, living mainly in trees and apparently the slowest animal on the
no.
planet.
No, oh my god, no. Wait, okay, can I just redo this question?
No, I can read it, it's fine.
No.
Living mainly in trees and apparently the slowest animal on the planet.
I said the answer and you said it was right.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I don't know why she couldn't read it, it's a simple question.
I got really confused why it started talking about I can.
It's in first person because
well,
then it
I didn't
goes
get
animal,
that at the
I?
Beginning. Sorry. Okay. In what mountain?
She's dyslexic.
In.
What?
Please
we
don't
dyslexic...
insult that judge.
I can't believe we got a dyslexic person to read the.
Dyslexic.
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 That really like that's minus point, 1 point if we're not being able to talk.
In what mountain? Yeah. Sorry. In what mountain range would you find the snow leopard?
Jack.
The Himalayas.
You're so smart.
Well,
are you gonna guess that too, Jules?
Yeah.
Wow, you're so dumb and slow.
I
next one.
Mus musculus is the Latin name.
Excuse me, what?
Mus musculus.
Is the
why
Latin
is so bad? God.
Mus,
no, she
mus,
said it correctly.
Mus musculus is the
yeah.
Latin name for what common animal?
And it is very common, Jack.
Cow.
No.
Yeah.
I can see where you're coming from, though. What about you, Jules?
Mouse.
Holy crap.
Whoa,
he is,
really?
He's so smart.
Yo.
Mus
it's a common
musculus.
Mouse house.
Oh,
mouse.
Actually?
Yeah.
I was thinking moose, but then you said common, so
what?
Mouse
what?
Just sounds like moose.
Okay.
Yeah. I see where Jack came from, though, because it's moo.
Yeah, the moo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you really think they'd name an animal after going moo?
Yeah.
Sound
like,
right.
Like, in ancient Egypt, the oldest cat species is just literally called mew. because it goes mew.
No, isn't the word for cat mew?
Yeah, but the cat is also called mew, like the whole species.
I think that was just a common name for cats.
Cow is boss taurus, by the way.
Okay, now
it's called a mow, yeah. Extinct. Egyptian mow, it's a cat species.
Now extinct, but originally found on Mauritius. What animal am I?
Jackie Chan.
Dodo.
Holy crap, you're so
wee
smart.
Wee, well done.
They were found in Mauritius?
I didn't know that either.
That's the only famous animal that went extinct in the last
2 years. Yeah, like the one that goes the one extinct, you just kind of guess the dodo.
Okay, where would you find a polar bear? Arctic or Antarctica?
Jack, you buzzed me before the question finished.
Okay, what's she gonna say next? What's her next?
Arctic or Antarctica? That's your fault.
She already said that.
Yeah, but nobody buzzed. I got lost in confusion.
Well, it doesn't matter if she said it. Just because she's bad at reading stuff doesn't mean she didn't say it.
Just repeat the question.
Jack insulted the judge.
Just please repeat the question,
Marsha.
The question was, where would you find a polar bear, Arctic or Antarctica?
Jules.
Antarctica.
No.
Really? Wow, you suck.
Well, Jack can't answer this one because now it's obvious. Okay.
Yeah, Jack can't answer this one.
Jack, what is the answer then, Jack?
She's so smart.
Oh wow, no what? Way. Well done.
Who
wow.
could have guessed?
I
you get 20 points for that.
Like the first time we tried this, the judge messed up, so I couldn't say.
He said
if you fucking buzz in during a question, you get
penalized. She finished everything she wanted to say though.
She didn't. You buzzed in before she finished. I was paying attention.
He said Antarctica or Antarctica.
Yeah, he did. I think he did buzz in after I said the question.
I am not giving anybody the point.
No, Jules should get the point. He said it. Oh no, he got it wrong. Shit, okay, never mind. My name was roughly trans. What?
Fine, I'll give Jack the point because I feel bad. I feel like he's gonna cry.
No, don't give him the freaking point.
I gave him the point already.
No, that. Ugh, okay. My name can be roughly translated from ancient Greek to mean river horse. What animal am I?
Jack.
Seahorse?
No.
No. A seahorse not found in a river.
Come on, man.
Jules?
Hippo.
Yeah.
Full name.
Hippopotamus.
Well, the.
Holy crap, you got
oh
it.
Oh my god, it has moose in the name.
How are you more surprised about the second one?
Because I couldn't have been able to pronounce the full name.
Okay. Predator by nature and the national emblem of the United States of America. What animal am I?
Jack.
Eagle.
What kind of eagle?
The full name.
Bald eagle.
Yay.
Good boy.
Okay,
get Adrian on here so we can.
Last four questions, by the way.
What animal is the closest living relative to the T-Rex?
Jack.
Chicken.
What kind of chicken?
Chicken I like to eat at McDonald's.
Holy, good boy.
Well done.
You just had McDonald's chicken and you're okay with that?
Yeah. Actually, probably a McDonald's chicken is very far away from a T-Rex because of how they genetically spliced them to give him more meat.
Which country?
But I'm not giving him the point, actually.
Okay. Hey, what if I say wild chicken?
Which country?
Choose allowed to next this question.
Okay.
Which country do French poodles come from?
Uh-oh. Jack. Huh?
France?
No, Jules.
Germany.
Holy crap.
Yo, for real?
Big brain.
Oh, damn.
They're called French noodles and they come from Germany.
Noodles?
They're called French noodles.
Okay.
Did you even hear the question?
I'm sorry, I've got a person who can't speak half the
I
time.
I said like, poodles! Jack, you can't blame this on me.
Yeah, she actually said it properly.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
Of course, I can't vote on our Zoom connection's terrible.
Yeah, sure, Jack. The French noodle.
What was the question?
Did you genuinely think this is
French poodle?
Why would we have
Why do you
French
think we would have a noodle if this is
animal
about
quiz?
Animals?
The French don't even have noodles.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, your guess would be Italy, right? Like,
yeah, like because they don't even have noodles.
I didn't know what the question was. I just thought I heard.
Okay,
French noodles.
But why'd you buzz in if you had no idea what the question was?
No, I thought you said French noodles and I was confused.
Why would she say French noodles?
Because half the time you can't even say Antarctica correctly, okay?
That doesn't mean anything.
Hey, don't be mean. She's dyslexic.
She is dyslexic, Jack. Okay, next question.
What is the only mammal that can fly?
Oh my god, Jules, you're so bad. Go on, Jack.
The bat.
Yeah, go. It's tied, by the way. Whoever gets this next question wins.
I was gonna say
how's
squirrel.
It tied? Jules should be way ahead of me because of how many points I've been taking
it's
off.
It's tied?
No, but I say I took away points, but I didn't actually take away points.
Oh, if it's tied, I need to... I thought I was getting comfortable.
Yeah, that's why you're losing now. It's tied.
Oh no.
It's the last question.
Okay.
What is the largest member of the cat family? Not an inbred species.
Jack, you both in turn.
Oh my god! Why is inbred species so important for this question? Oh
it just
god.
Is. It's not my fault. The rules are rules. The rules are rules, and we hold them up. Jules.
Tiger.
Yay.
Darwin.
Yes. Oh yeah, I'm a bit disappointed actually because I was hoping you would get it wrong and then Jack would win, even though he complained.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tiger King. I learned Tiger a lot King. From that documentary. Yeah.
Not an inbred species is important because I think there's inbred cats that are bigger, Jack.
Oh, you want
I think
see
he's molding.
Cool? He's still here.
I think he's molding.
I'm just sad that I.
You should wait. You should wait.
We can modify the balls. I think Jules is on the right branch here. We should.
This is why I don't buzz in.
It's your fault.
I think we should take away the question thing.
No, I think I
Oh, Jack, because you can't wait 2 extra seconds.
Well, sometimes, like, Marsha messes up, and I don't want
to... Yeah, that's your fault for buzzing too early. You should listen intently.
Okay, so do I sign out? So, well done... Who won? Jules!
Won.
Well done, Jules! Well done, Jules, what? For winning.
Oh my god! She
what happened?
Won
what?
No, nothing.
Quiz. She's like, is, well done, and then she's.
What is Marcia doing?
She's trying to sign out, but she forgot who
I'm,
won.
I keep getting confused between all of your guys' names.
Congratulations, Girai, for winning.
I'm getting confused between your guys' names because it all starts with Judge,
what?
Jules, Jack, and Girai.
It's not like she's known you guys for years or anything.
She doesn't know who we are.
Okay, thank you very much, guys, for listening to this week's Magi Radio. It's going to be very short, but yeah. Thank you. See you next week. Bye.
No, apparently no one won, Jules.
What?